Good morning, Vancouver and Canada. This is Queer FM on 101.9 CITR coming at you live from Vancouver, Canada. We are located at UBC, you know, located on Coast Salish territories. If you haven't been here before, well, let me introduce you. My name is Jasmine Khan. This week I'm going to be soloing the show because that's how it works in the city, and I love it. Denise is actually out far, far away in the other end of the world, and it's so freaky. I am absolutely loving it. Anyways, let me bring myself up here. I'm going to bring some Beyoncé down here. How's everything going today, people? This week, we are going to be having a very, very special show. It is going to be completely New West Pride related. Now, when I say New West Pride, I'm talking about New Westminster, Canada, where I am from right now. And if you don't know, I am the host of New West Pride. So for the next hour, I'm going to be bringing you through some of the things that we're going to be doing on New West Pride, some of the things that New West Pride has been doing over the past few months, years, decades, whatever it may be. And we're going to be talking to some fun people and you know, reading some cool articles about what's going to be going on. If at any point you want to join in, you know the number here, it's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So coming up here first, in case you don't know what New West Pride is, let me run you through it. New West Pride is an entire week dedicated to the Pride festivities of New West. The community comes together and they form this amazing alliance of people who have the greatest time ever partying and having fun and chilling and, you know, just like doing everything. I love it. I absolutely love it. It is honestly so much fun, and you have to come out. It is a sky train right away from Vancouver, and it's a plane right away from Toronto, but it's worth it. So the big festivity for New West Pride is the Pride Festival. We don't have a parade. That's literally one of the logos that we have on our shirts. New West Pride, there is no parade. So the way that it works is we rent out a huge chunk of Columbia Street, the main street, one of the first streets in British Columbia. Isn't that amazing? And on it, we have three stages, one for drag queens, one for an all choir stage, and one reserved for me. It is the Canarap main stage. So y'all better come out so you can see me up on stage, chilling and having fun. So right now I'm just looking through the New West Pride website. If you want to go to it, it's newwestpride.ca. And it is going to be so much fun. Yesterday they raised the Pride flag at City Hall in New West. I was there. I raised it. It was worth it. It was amazing. You better come out. Anyways, on the 13th of August is when the New West Pride Columbia Street Party is. It starts at 3 p.m. It goes till 8 p.m. It is hosted by me, featuring live performances on the Canarap main stage by Michael Fraser, Kimmortal, Miss Adrian, and Topless Gay Love Techno Party. There's also the All Choir Stage hosted by Whoopsie Daisy. There's, you know, five beer gardens, food trucks, vendors, local organizations, and there's a children's area. The children's area is actually really fun, so definitely come out if you can. It's like going to be the best. Oh my God, what is this? Oh my God, it's a Drunken Love instrumental. I'm just letting you two play. That's all I'm doing right now. Just letting you two play. I love it. I love it to death. Anyways, so just to run you through some of the events that are going to be happening this week, starting with today, Monday or Tuesday, August 9th. Tonight, there's going to be the Pride Family Picnic at Pier Park in New West. It's an outdoor movie screening of The Labyrinth. So it is a bring your own picnic dinner to Pier Park for this fun and relaxed, family-friendly, alcohol-free event. Gather your friends, make new ones, and enjoy a night of fun. Games, dress up, and music encouraged. Just look for the New West Pride banners as soon as it is dark. We'll have an outdoor screening of The Labyrinth. Bring a blanket. Let's get cozy. New West Pride is pleased to be partnered with the Vancouver Queer Film Festival, and they will be on hand with ticket giveaways. Now, I understand if you're in the city right now, you're probably thinking, Jasmine, it's raining. I don't want to sit in a park and watch a movie. Well, needless to say, and no fear, need to be here. If it is raining, if the ground is really damp in New West Pier Park, then you can just go to River Market, which is adjacent to the park, and we'll have the screening in there. It's going to be so much fun. And then on Wednesday, tomorrow, there's a couple different things happening in the city of New West for New West Pride. There's the Seniors Gay Straight Alliance second annual hoedown from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Century House on 8th Street in New West. So the little thing that they have here about it is you use your skills in line dancing, two-step, and square dancing to have an afternoon blast. Great learning as you go instruction at the event, or as you go instruction at the event for those not familiar with these fun, easy dance styles. Two professional callers in attendance, and they're easy to follow. All ages are welcome, and this is a no-charge event with refreshments, because who doesn't want a lemon-lime soda when you are doing your hoedown with a bunch of senior queers? I love it. I love it. I love when, you know, communities like New West Pride decide to, you know, connect the older generations of LGBT people with the newer generations. It's so necessary. It's so useful. I love it so much. Okay. So then also, there is going to be the Douglas College Student Union Pride Collective tie-dye and barbecue party. You may or may not see me here. And when I say may not, I mean you may. You will, because there's barbecue and tie-dye. And I don't know what else I could even think about this. I want tie-dye. I want some barbecue. Well, you can come over. It's going to be on 7th Avenue, which is where Douglas College is, from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Spend the afternoon tie-dyeing your own individual shirts and having hot dogs, burgers, and various snacks to enjoy New West Pride Week at DSU. Everybody is welcome. One thing that New West Pride really focuses on is accessibility. If you didn't know, New West Pride actually created an accessibility committee, which ended up doing an audit of the entire city of New West, all the businesses involved in Pride, as well as a in-depth accessibility audit of Columbia Street itself for the Street Festival. So if you are, you know, feeling like learning, or if you have, like, you know, some type of non-accessibility issue, you can check that out at newwestpride.ca. Or if you just want to see how accessible are your favorite restaurants in New West, it's pretty insane. Like, they really did an accessibility audit for everything. I'm looking at the Century House one right now, and it is like a, you know, 4 to 6 page document, and there's so much information that you can just, you know, grasp and learn about. It's amazing. Later on Wednesday, August 10th, from 5:30 p.m. till 9 p.m, there's a pre-up facts and Q&A with HIM. HIM is the Health Initiative for Men here in Vancouver. So, you know, you've probably been hearing a lot of buzz about pre-op lately from your friends, from your partners, your hookups. So come down and get the facts. So it will be at the Purpose Health Clinic, which is on Begbie Street in New West. Again, if you want to see any information for where these events are going to be held, you could just go to newwestpride.ca, and yeah, you could just chill, have fun, you know, just, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Anyways, so one of the performers that we're going to have on stage is going to be Kim Mortal, the queen. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play a little song by her. It's called Brushing by Heaven's Shoulder. It's a remix, and this is her new animated music video. So it is, honest to God, so sick, and I can't wait to see her play it on stage. And you know me, I'm going to get up on stage, I'm going to start dancing, I'm going to start grooving, I'm going to start, like, grinding up if she lets me. Okay, here we go. Coming up here on 101.9 CITR Queer FM, Kim Mortal, Brushing by Heaven's Shoulder remix.
It's broken. I wanna give birth to words unspoken, but I'm choking. Everybody trying to be seen on screen, force feed me a scene. I'm just trying to intervene. Too deep for the mainstream, too street for IVs. University is robbing money, still buying coffee, no cream. Telling them in my color of melanin. Got soul, but not a whole lot of green. Too few stop to think, they're busy building the machines. Accumulate the sense, common sense to me. To pennies ride like me, ZZ. I'm tired of the same old shit. Cookie cut that ish, copy from generic. Locate my remix. My wordplay twist, turn the page, study my
resistance.
Equations, you can't claim on her taxes.
low back is collapsing from kissing ass too fast while the time is ticking. Murdered and missing, too many women, too many queens dead on the scene. Never forgotten, forever missed. I remember you on my campus, paint your crown, it's loud and proud, it's understood. With this world flip attitudes, didn't excuse more gratitude. Indigenous life misconstrued the truth. I used to pray to a white God, now I head nod church in the booth. Cause God isn't no limit, she's in his Adidas, dancing nowhere.
Motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
So we're back here at 119 Queer FM. Okay, 119 CITR, and this is the show Queer FM. I am Jasmine Khan, and I'm solo in this show today because it's going to be a special for New West Pride. I love it. New West Pride is going to be on Saturday. You're going to see me up on the main stage, the Canterat main stage, for the entirety of the day, introducing a bunch of artists, such as Kim Mortal, who you just heard with her amazing song. I honestly cannot emphasize how much I am in freaking love with Brushing by Heaven's Shoulder. It is so good. And speaking of the Accessibility Collective here at CITR, just a reminder that New West Pride also has the Accessibility Collective. And if you want to see their accessibility audit for all the Pride locations, you can go to newwestpride.ca. So we were talking about what's happening on Wednesday, and there's a lot of couple, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff happening on Wednesday, and it's going to be pretty sick. It's going to be pretty sick. If I say so myself. But on Thursday, we got some pretty interesting things here I like. So the first thing we have coming up on Thursday in New West when it comes to Pride activities, we have the Royal City Farmers Market Pride Edition and Pie Bake Off. So this is going to be at Tipperary Park, the 4th Street parking lot at Royal Avenue in New West from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So it's going to be, here's the little listing they say here. Our market celebrates Pride. Come by for all your fresh and yummy farmers market goodies and participate in our annual Pride Pie Contest, with all proceeds going to New West Pride. Sign up for information at rcfm.ca. It's going to be really fun. The Royal City Farmers Market is phenomenal. I go all the time whenever they have it on, and it's amazing. But if you really want to, like, you know, kick it up later that night, you can go to Rainbow Karaoke Night at the Paddle Wheeler Pub, which is 810 Quayside Drive, New West. I actually used to live on Quayside Drive. It was pretty sick, if I say so myself. Anyways, everyone is welcome to come to a fun night of karaoke in a beautiful bar by the river. Singing begins at 7 p.m. The Rainbow Karaoke meets weekly in New West, so come out and give it a try. You might just get hooked. It'll be amazing. Coming up later that night is Pride Trivia at The Met. The Met is literally like the queen of like bars and grills and hotels in New West when it comes to Pride. Go there because it is bomb as by the way, I probably didn't do my disclaimer. This is Queer FM. We say things here that are sometimes a little bit out of the ordinary. Sometimes we say things that need, you know, a content warning. So in case you weren't aware, Queer FM does have a content warning. Sometimes we swear. Not always. Just sometimes. Anyways, Pride Trivia Night at the Met. You know, do you love trivia? Because this is a weekly show happening every Thursday in downtown New Westminster, with this particular show being themed for Pride Week. It is going to be phenomenal. Last year, it was the bomb diggity. And again, if you want to see the venue accessibility audit for New West Pride's Pride Trivia Party at the Met, you can go to their website to see it. Coming up on Friday, August 12th in New West, it is Uncover the LGBTQ Plus Artists Opening Reception. This is going to be at Enville Center, 777 Columbia Street, New West. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., you can be a part, you know, of the New West Cultural Club. New West Cultural Crawl. That is one heck of a tongue twister, if I say so myself. In Uncover, artists express their perspectives on LGBTQ plus issues and how their relationship with society is constantly evolving, reshaping, and establishing new norms with a modern world. Uncover is open to LGBTQ plus artists as well as allies living or working in New Westminster. Show runs from August 1st to September 30th. I am just saying, but the Youth Arts Collective that was premiered last night was pretty awesome. And if I say so myself, some of those artists are phenomenal, especially because one of them I'm dating. But I'm not biased at all. GIF, you're awesome. Woo! Anyways, coming up later on Friday, August 12th in New West, it's called We All Have a Story. It's going to be at Chronic Tacos on 6610th Street in New West, which is Columbia Square, if you don't know. It's 8 p.m. It's $5 at the door. It's a showcase of superb storytellers, LGBTQ+, and allies sharing dynamic stories of their varied perspectives on the LGBTQ plus experience as they live it day to day. Laugh, cry, learn, and share with your neighbors, friends, and families. Performers are of all ages, many backgrounds, all telling you their stories. Come to Chronic Tacos to kick back, chill, and enjoy. Food and beverages available. MC'd by Janice Bannister and Marley Stevenson. Who knows? I mean, either way, they're all fabulous because everybody at New West Pride is fabulous, including me. Anyways, that is it for Friday. I think that we should do something else here. What else do we got here? If you don't know, on Saturday the 13th, we're also going to have what's his name? Michael Fraser. He's such a sweetheart. He's so awesome. And honestly, I can't imagine a show without him. So coming up here is his song, Django Style. It is pretty, pretty awesome. So here, coming up here on 101.9 CITR Queer FM, the New West Pride edition, Michael Fraser, Django Style. Thank you.
very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Welcome back to, CITR 101.9. This is Queer FM, the New West Pride Edition. My name is Jasmine Khan. I'm coming at you live here from Vancouver, Canada. If you don't know, but CITR Radio is broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam and Tsleil-Waututh Nations here in Vancouver, Canada. And I kind of love that we actually have to do that ID, because you know what? It is important to remember the land that we are on and the people who it belongs to. So you just listened to the most funkiest song from Michael Fraser called Django Style. I have never heard it, so it was actually kind of hilarious to hear that just now because it was phenomenal. Anyways, so we're talking here about New West Pride and all the amazing things that they've done and they are doing. We've gone through the entire week of what New West Pride is having happen. And we've done everything up until Saturday, and Saturday is the big day. Saturday is when New West Pride, the Columbia Street Party, happens. So let's talk a little bit about that. So it will be hosted by me, Jasmine Khan, and it will be featuring live performances on the Canarap-hosted main stage by Michael Fraser, Kim Mortal, Ms. Adrian, and Topless Gay Love Techno Party. And also in New West Pride on the Street Party, we're going to be having an all-choir stage hosted by Whoopsie Daisy. We're going to be having, five beer gardens, food trucks, vendors, local organizations, and a children's area. It's all sponsored by the City of New Westminster on historic Columbia Street in New West, and the main stage is sponsored by Canarap, which is so awesome that Canarap actually came out and did this. We were kind of so happy because, we need sponsorship, obviously. So if you obviously New West Pride starts at 3 p.m., so you got a little bit of time before New West Pride to actually do stuff. So one of the things you can do is you can go to the artisanal crafting at the Royal City with the Royal City Go-Go's at the New Westminster Culture Crawl. So this is going to be on Unifor on 326 12th Street in New West. It is from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., but you better not get your ass, there past 3 p.m. You better be down on Columbia Street watching my fam booty hole go across that damn stage and host and do shit like that, because I'm going to be fantastical. You know what I'm talking about? Anyways, if you want to go to the artisanal crafting, artisans will be set up with mini studios and will be demonstrating weaving, hat and handbag making, and all kinds of felting. We'll be joined by the New West artists who will be painting. There will be a marketplace and refreshments by donation. All proceeds to the Grandmothers Campaign of the Stephen Lewis Foundation in support of African grandmothers caring for children orphaned by AIDS. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cause. So definitely, come out there if you want to before New West Pride, because obviously the street will be closed until 3 p.m. when we open it, and there's this giant blessing ceremony and this just giant march that goes through the street where we bring all the volunteers and everybody and we all announce it, and there's going to be the mayor, there's going to be my fam Budo. So it's going to be pretty damn awesome. But if you're wondering, what do I do after New West Pride? It ends at 8 p.m. I still got 10 more hours to party and chill and have fun. You are correct. You know what you can do? You can go to any of the 5 official after parties. So let's go swinging through these after parties right here. So the first after party we have here, sponsored by New West Pride, is Pride Party at the Met. A local favorite, the Met will keep it casual for you so you can just catch up with friends, reminisce about your perfect Pride day. No cover charges. The second after party we have is Blush, an all-girls dance party. Dance all night to the eclectic sounds of DJ Chucha's music while watching looking gorgeous pole dancers wow you with their amazing tricks. Advanced tickets can be purchased at avafitness.ca. It will be pretty fun. That one, I think I really want to go to because, honestly, it's, like, kind of sick. I really want to just see some girls on pole dancing. Like, I'm sorry. It's true. I might be, like, you know, dating a guy. I might be into guys, but you know what? Girls on pole dancing, there's something about that that just, like, you know, it wakes up little me, if you know what I'm talking about. The third after party we have is the Cabaret and Dance at the Columbia. This one's super friggin' classy. It is a drag show and after party, okay? The Extravaganza, Eleganza, Cabaret and Dance will be at the Columbia. Visit thecolumbia.net for tickets. This will sell out. And I'm almost curious how many tickets I have left. What else we have here is the Craft Night Market at the River Market. The Craft Night Market at the River Market. That's a lot of river markets. It's a lot of nights. It's a lot of crafts. Anyways, Craft Night Market at River Market will be on until 9 p.m. And it's just making crafts and chilling and, like, making shiz. Because you know what? Everybody needs to make cool stuff after Pride because you get so much inspiration. And you know what? I'm just making this clear right now. I have spent so much money getting my Pride outfit made. If you don't show up, I will cry because it needs to be seen by the every single one of the anticipated 40,000 people coming to Pride this year in New Westminster on Columbia Street on Saturday at 3 p.m. The last but not least, and honestly, it is going to be the most hilarious party. I just love the picture they have for this party. It's called the Pride Party at the Heritage Grill. The Heritage Grill always throws a good party, and Pride is no exception. Stick around after Pride and see why the Heritage Grill is New West Pride's Business of the Year award winner. Honestly, I went there for breakfast lunch yesterday after we did the flag raising in New West, and oh my God, their crab cakes are amazing. Their, what else did I have? Their poutine is phenomenal. I swear, I felt like I was in Quebec for like a good 5 minutes there. And then I ruined it by ordering ketchup because I am weak. I am very, very weak. So those are all the Pride after parties that we have. And it's going to be pretty dang amazing. I don't know what you think, but I will be having so much fun. So I know that I'm not going to be playing right now music by one of our performers, but I do want to play a music from one of my favorite queer artists, Quanah Style. She's a good friend of mine, and this is her song, Beat of My Heart. You're listening live on 101.9 CITR Queer FM. My name is Jasmine, and this is The Beat of My Heart.
The one I want to be with for the rest of my life. Love you forever and call you my boo. Yeah, darling, you know that it's true. Let my beat be the rhyme while you rest in your head. And I'll sing you words that have never been said. I swear I'll catch every tear that you shed.
Can you feel it?
That was Quanta Style here, Beat of My Heart, on CITR 101.9. This is Queer FM, the New West Pride Edition. My name is Jasmine Khan, and welcome to the show. It is going to be so much fun. I honestly cannot wait until Saturday so that I can get on stage, start screaming, yelling, and, you know, prancing around in a leotard or whatever it is that I'm wearing. I don't even know if it's considered a leotard because it's so damn provocative and so little. Anyways, as I said before, this is 101.9 Queer FM, CITR Radio. I mean, honestly, I say that too much, but it's so true. I love CITR. They are such an amazing place. And we're coming at you live from Vancouver, Canada. This is all about New West Pride. I'm actually trying to see if I can get the president of New West Pride to, like, respond to my text messages so that I can, like, bring him on and, like, talk to him and be like, yo, bro, what up? How you doing, boy? Yeah. Anyways, Quanta Style is so awesome. I love her music. And that song, Beat of My Heart, honestly, I jam to every dang week when we do this show, which, by the way, if you didn't know, Queer FM is a weekly show every Tuesday from 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time till 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're in 2400 hour clocks, it's like 0800 to like 10:30. Is there any other way to say that? I don't know. Anyways, I'm having fun here in the studio. You know what's really nerve-wracking is the fact that there's, like, a class next to me of people trying to learn how to use radio, and a lot of them are kids, and I'm, like, this random 20-year-old transgender on the mic just, like, you know, trying to do a radio show by herself, which is not nerve-wracking at all. Anyways, here, if you're wondering, you know, obviously, what am I gonna do? You know, I went to Columbia Street Party. I went to the after parties, all five of them. I still need more pride in my life. Well, you know what? New West Pride has got you. Okay, we got your back. We that friend that, like, can pat you on the back, that holds your hair up when you, like, throwing up because you just went a little bit too crazy at the club. Okay, you hear me? Okay, you can hear me. And so we got some stuff for Sunday. It's literally going to be called Wind It Down Sunday, August 14th, 2016. You better come out. So speaking of coming out, you can come home to the community brunch at the Coming Home Cafe, which will be at 753 6th Street, which is like 7th Ave and 6th Street in New West. Coming Home Cafe is phenomenal and super queer, and I love it. And that is from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. It is going to be a wrap-up pride, brunch. The Coming Home Cafe is a New West LGBTQ+ institution, and their brunch is the only way to recover from New West Pride Week. If they have some mimosas, then that's definitely the way that I'm going to, like, recover from New West Pride Week. I don't think that, you know, potatoes can. I mean, that being said, I haven't had starch in a while because I'm trying to, like, be skinny for my outfit, but, like, you know, sometimes you just can't do that. You know what I mean? Next is, if you're feeling religious, you know, there's a Sunday worship service in Tipperary Park in New West from 11 a.m. Free. All are welcome. We are all one. We are all unique and precious. Wherever you are on your spiritual and personal journey, you are welcome. Join us for a gentling and quieting and deepening time under the trees in Tipperary Park. Meet at the Friendship Garden, service by Rev Deborah Thorne. That's going to be pretty fun. I haven't been to a service ever. Why am I choking on my own tongue? I don't know. Oh my gosh. Anxiety. I love this, though. This is going to be so much fun. New West Pride Week. If you want to see more, go to newwestpride.ca or search us up on Facebook, New West Pride. The Columbia Street Party is going to be so cray. So cray. I will love it. You know what I missed this weekend? I missed the Sunday Night Drag Show, and that pissed me off. But you know what? C'est la vie. C'est la damn vie. So, one of the other performers we have on the Canarap main stage that I will be hosting on Saturday at 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in New West, we have a topless gay love techno party. Now, I have to do a disclaimer that not all content aired on CITR is family friendly, and I don't know. I've never heard this music group before, so I'm a little bit nervous to play them, but, you know, if New West Pride can have them, then I can have them. I cannot wait for them. So coming up here on the New West Pride special of Queer FM, hosted by me, Jasmine Khan, we're going to have Topless Gay Love Techno Party, Robin. Here you go, y'all. Mm-hmm.
waiting for the sex to start.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3! Four,
did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, hi, you're listening to CITR.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
You are listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have some info on same-sex marriage around the world. There are 200 countries in the world, and as of 2016, only 23 have legally recognized same-sex marriage. The first country to introduce equal marriage was the Netherlands in 2000. 10 years later was Argentina, followed by Uruguay and Brazil in 2013, and Colombia in 2016. In Europe, same-sex marriage legislation varies from country to country. Denmark was the first country in the world to give legal recognition to same-sex couples in the form of domestic partnerships in 1989. Ireland, formerly known as one of the most conservative and religious countries in Europe, voted for the legalization of same-sex marriage through a public referendum in 2015. Same-sex marriage remains illegal in most Eastern European countries, and they don't recognize same-sex civil unions. Canada passed the Civil Marriage Act recognizing equal marriage nationwide in 2005. The trend towards equal marriage legislation since the year 2000 is cause for much optimism. However, same-sex marriage is still illegal in most of the world, so the fight for marriage equality continues. Happy Pride, everyone!
Equality and freedom seem so far away. That don't bother me. My spirit survive every day. On top of the world when I kick back and hear my music play. That's why I'm here today. I came to say what I need to say. We need more loyalty. Forget about the royalty. Ain't nobody spoil me. Let's find out where your morals be. Peace, freedom, one love. The answer's in the stars above. I got my head up. Stay strong, get up. I know you must be fed up. Money's tight, so the problems never let up. It ain't right, times are tough, you wanna quit. But I'm here to tell you, fight the fight and don't you give up. This is life, live it up. You can overcome that obstacle. This path of life is hard and yeah, it's far from optional. Believe in yourself, achieve the impossible. Follow your heart, your will is unstoppable. Stay strong, stay real. The truth may hurt, but them lies will never heal. It's hard to eat good when they poison every meal. Trapped in a system where we mold like steel. No, no, I can't live like that. Go, go. It's time to fight back. Show me where the mic's at. So this game get hijacked. I'm back. Bounce back to the bounce. Spend your time where it counts. I ease my mind with an ounce.
Ease your mind with an ounce.
I ease my mind with an ounce. Hands up, everybody, let's bounce. Shine in your heart and keep grinding. I found a way to start my spark through rhyme. And just try hard to play your part in due time. And then you gon' find when that new life begin. It's another world here. Life is beautiful. Just step outside your cubicle. Prepare for the unusual. They never tell you dreams come true, but I believe they really do. I just need y'all to see me through. And maybe A do B a two. That's just what we do. Mind state, feel great to be the best. You can't hesitate. Your only choice is dominate. Let the fake hate. Don't get in my way. That's your first mistake. Just vacate. Adios, goodbye. But if you want a better life, stand up and try. Don't give up ever.
The devil has his tricks, but you must always be more clever.
Welcome back to Queer FM here on 101.9 CITR Queer FM. So this is the U.S. Pride Special, as you know. My name is Jasmine Khan, and if you don't know who I am, I'm going to be the one hosting the Canarap main stage at New West Pride on Saturday. So please, if you're in the Vancouver area, or if, you know, you're not, just get your ass out there. It's as simple as that. So the last songs we heard there, we heard Robin by Topless Gay Love Techno Dance Party? No, just techno party. And then I thought that I'd, you know, show one of my gals, you know, my rude gal, Mama Rude Gal, Better Days Feet, Sparkmatic. Pretty awesome. I was pretty happy about that. So, you know, we're coming here to the end of our episode. It's a short one. It's sweet, but that's what most things are in life. Short and sweet, and sometimes you luck out and you get 8 inches of pure steel. I mean, I'm just saying. Anyways, I want to really kind of close this episode off just saying how fortunate it is, you know, how fortunate I feel to be able to be hosting something like New West Pride. People, you know, would probably be like, wait, what? New West has a pride? Is it a parade? Nope, not a parade. But the fact is that it's a gathering of thousands of people. It started with like a group of like 50 to 100 people, and now it is something real. And in my opinion, New West Pride is the last real pride. And you know, I mentioned that yesterday when I did my speech for the pride flag raising, and people were really confused and trying to figure out, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean last real pride? What I mean is that in this day and age, pride in mainstream media is no longer what it started off as. It's no longer a pride parade. It's a corporate sponsored, corporate funded fuck fest, excuse my language, but it's ridiculous. And I think that New West Pride has really cornered themselves on this whole community. Everybody on the Pride committee in New West is a volunteer. This entire thing is run by volunteers, and it can bring masses of people. And it just shows that you don't need to have corporate sponsors and big fancy people running the show for you to get 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people to join in. New West Pride is a lot more than just you know, gay pride. It is just LGBTQI+ pride. We want to accept everybody, whether it be trans people, you know, gay people, binary non-conforming people, and just people. We just want to, you know, support people. All that New West Pride is at the end of the day is a collection of people loving themselves and loving one another, which is something we really don't get in this life or in this world that often. And it kind of just sucks. But you know what? I plan on, you know, going up there on stage and just rocking it. There's nothing else you can do other than that. And I just want to say thank you, you know, to everybody who listens to the show. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's going to be coming out to New West Pride. If you can, you know, if you want to go check it out, it's newwestpride.ca. And it will be on Columbia Street Saturday, August 13th from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock. I think that it's going to be pretty damn epic if, you know, you're asking me. But that's just my really, really good and smart and fancy opinions, so you might want to listen to it. I'm just saying, you know, I might, you know, go up there and I might like, you know, do the whip or the nay-nay or something else. I don't even know. Anyways, it is going to be pretty awesome. And yeah, I mean, we only have a few minutes left here. The next show we have coming up is Rockets from Russia, in case you didn't know here. And again, we're on every week, you know, 8 till 10:30. I miss my lovely co-host, DJ Denise, up in here. And honestly, I love our little back and forth because it's so... it's so obnoxious, I think. I think sometimes we get a little bit too heated, but what can you say? That's what you have to deal with when you are live on air. So, again, one of our artists that is performing is Kim Mortal. And one of the songs she has, called Runaway, I absolutely love. And you know what? I have a live version of the song here. And I kind of want to show, you know what's funny though, is that this performance that she's about to do, that I'm about to play here, this was from last year at She, which was what I hosted, the first time that I ever hosted something with her. And yeah, so long story short, people, New West Pride, Saturday, 3 p.m. Columbia Street. Please come out. I want to, again, thank everybody involved in New West Pride. And I especially want to thank the sponsor, you know, Canarap for sponsoring the main page, the City of New Westminster, the New Westminster Record, Christopher J. Design, DailyExtra.com, and Van City. It is really dang awesome. I will see y'all out there. Thank you so much for listening to 101.9 CITR Queer FM, the New West Pride special. Here you go off with Kimmortal Runaway Live.
Yeah. This song is basically talking about mental illness and my experience of it, my family, which I think is a topic that should be talked about more often and not be considered taboo. The struggle is real, so Runaway Love, here we go.
You're running.